Please, 30 seconds.
What would be your top priority as a member of the PNB, as a director?
Okay, we will start with Dwayne Lark, and then Nancy, and then Venetia.
Well, since I have a track record, I will stick with being that voice in the wilderness to report to you, to hold accountable those who are in control, to expose them, to admonish them, and to try to, as I have, head up a fundraising committee to try to get us out of the financial situation that they have put us in. But moreover, I believe that if we get a majority that isn't self-centered and self-directed into their own, drunk with their own power, we would be able to work collectively and bring different stars who've been on our airways that will help us raise the funds so they wouldn't be able to make this power grab. And that's one of the reasons they've targeted me. They have targeted me nationally.
They're targeting him.
Okay, 1 minute to Nancy Saibara and Ayotomi.
I'm very much concerned about survival, number one, and accountability, and why the PMB, our PMB directors have not been able to get records. I don't think there's enough of the listeners that know this, and I would try very hard to solve the problem. The problem is, the root of our problem is the bylaws does not give us communication with the membership, so the membership knows nothing of what's happening. That's what needs to be done more. If they try to mute me like they muted Adriana and Benito Diaz and William Heerwagon and Dwayne Lark, they garbled his voice. If they try to do that, I'll bellyache real loud and clear to everybody's email that I got, because that's the only way it's going to change. I'm sorry. That's the time up.
Okay, Benicio Williams.
The first thing that needs to happen is communications, which is my specialty, by the way. That means, and when I say that, we cannot accomplish anything if every time we have a conversation about anything, somebody has to say something negative about another person. Leave it alone. If you do not like that person, fine. You don't have to say that every time you open your mouth. It's just like the discussion. Oh, I don't have that much time to go through that. But basically, if you want things to change, respect given is respect earned. Respect earned is respect given. If I'm steady calling people names, I'm tuning you out. If my friends are steady calling people names, I'm tuning them out.
Are you done?
It's too much work to do.
Thank you very much. Casey, do you have a question? That was your question, right, Rita?
Yeah. Oh, sorry. No, I do not.
Okay, I have a question. It's a yes or no question. And it is, do you agree with me that this exercise is among the most valuable things we do, electing people to the Pacifica National Board and getting their perspectives, that we do every year? So the question goes to Dwayne Lark. And if you disagree, I would like to know why you do not think that this is a valuable exercise that we're engaged in right now. Okay, so.
This election is the
valuable. Yeah, the election.
I'm saying I think this is one of the most valuable things we do each year, and I'm wondering if you agree with me, and if you don't, tell me why. So it's a yes or no, and if no, why? Dwayne, you have 1 minute.
Yes.
Okay, and Nancy Saibara Narutomi.
Want me to start?
Yes, yes or no, if no, why?
Yes.
Okay. Venetia Williams.
No comment.
All right. Okay, a long one for the three candidates.
Okay, returning to the
concept of remote communication, whatever you want to call it, would you be in favor of making the bylaws have more clarity on who is eligible to have an excused absence by saying that as far as the health aspect goes, personal health, or the immediate family member or other person of the household that you have to have vital care for.
I think that's
the or the other concept related to that is, would you favor having the stations have technology to have display video, like the screen
point
up
of
here
order,
and so
time.
Forth, you know, for that kind of communication?
Point of order is made and understood. Okay, so we'll start with Dwayne Lauren.
Are we going to start with me, Alex?
Yeah. Seniority has its benefits and its...
Well, this is not a benefit, then. The answer is no. I believe that it's arbitrary and capricious for those choices because you can add 55 more. I believe that it is a good choice that was already made and articulated. Three absences for whatever reason. Period.
You want me to answer now? Dwayne, are you finished?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, I think it should be just absent or present. Because, you know, why are we spending so much time on this election and then deciding time? Oh, is this one a really a valid excuse? Uncle, this daughter, father-in-law, husband, spouse is sick. No, come on. You're either there to work or you're not. Absent or present, we shouldn't have these kind of things anymore, excused and unexcused. That's it.
Venetia.
Personally, the entire bylaws need to be rewritten. That's my answer.
Okay. Next.
Point of order. They didn't answer the other half of the question.
That's their right.
About remote.
Your point is not well taken. Sorry, you'll have to ask them individually some other time. Ben, first pass.
Yes.
Mike?
The bylaws need to be researched and also redone.
Is that a question?
Yes.
Yes.
Dwayne, do you wish to respond to that?
Sure, I do. I don't believe you can put a screen up because we don't have the money. That's your other question. I believe the bylaws should be revisited, obviously, but not with this rogue majority that exists. Needs to be a convention, as the bylaws state, where all the members who have the funds and the resources come to their local convention and then submit that to a national convention. That's the process we have. And it is bad bylaws. They're convoluted. They're conflagrated. But I don't believe you ought to put it in the hands of this rogue majority.
Okay, thank you. Nancy?
Yes, bylaws need reform. It's got a lot of flaws in it. Like there's no interim ever in that bylaws. You need to put a little I there. So the I, interim person, is responsible as the general manager, as the executive director, as the program director. Just because he's an interim doesn't mean he's off the hook. A lot of things need to be changed. But the bylaw process to change a bylaw has to be done with a process. As Dwayne just said, and I agree, and it was not followed by this mob PMB majority that has now got their claws in us.
Are you done?
Good.
Venetia.
Well, you know, I just said bylaws need to be redone, and you need to put the bylaws, the revision of bylaws need to be on a steady system, for example, every 2 years.
It's you.
A lot of this thing right here says 2003, whoever gave me this.
Are you done?
I'm done.
Okay, I will start with someone else this next for the next question. I'll start with Nancy and then Denise and then Dwayne. So it's Susie.
I have a question. How important is it, and would you be able to go by the bylaws and Robert's rules and use those as your critical thinking tools, because that's what you should be doing? How important is that to you, and will you be able to follow that? I understand that the bylaws need to be changed, but there's a procedure, and that procedure must be followed, and I think it's done through the government.
I didn't hear your last words, the procedure, and I don't think it's been followed. Is that what you said?
I said that I think, or I believe, or it's okay if you believe that the bylaws need to be changed, but there's a procedure for changing those. Mm-hmm. And so until we go through that procedure, we have bylaws and we have to abide by them. Mm-hmm. So I want to know, how important is that to each of the candidates, and are you willing to do that?
Okay, you have 1 minute, Nancy.
Yes, bylaws and the Roberts Rule of Orders is our Bible. We need to follow them, and when they're not being followed, which is what is happening, we need to bellyache really loud and clear, and we need to make reports to the membership. The membership does not know what the horrible things that are happening, even in this place, in our board. But I think we have the healthiest board in Pacifico right now. So I think we should pat ourselves on the back.
Yes. Venetia.
I'm finished.
Okay, thank you.
Susie, one of the things that has always distressed me about this board is that we don't follow our bylaws. Because every other organization that I am in, the bylaws are the Bible of an organization. It is not Robert's Rules of Order. Robert's Rules of Order comes along when what is not in the bylaws. If it's not in the bylaws, then you go to Robert's Rules of Order. And every time somebody opens their mouth, they seem to say Robert's Rules of Order before they say the bylaws. So yes, it is entirely important. If the bylaws are written right for KPFT, we won't have a problem. So
bylaws as they're written now, because they do need to be changed, but they're not.
But even as they're written now, do we follow them? Mm-hmm. I will. I'm not in charge. I'm not the chair.
But would you?
Oh yeah, I would. Okay. But then I know how to. Okay. I know how to work bylaws.
Thank you, dear. Dwayne, you got 1 minute.
Yes, of course. However, I believe what's important is that we must adhere to the raggedy bylaws that we do have, because I do believe there are some protections for the minority. And as evidence, when this majority changed the bylaws willy-nilly without even the process that you referred to, from two-thirds to a majority, that's totally illegal, immoral, and all other things. How can you work with people like that? That are obviously corrupt. And you tell me that I'm wrong, and somehow I'm the problem for calling them out on that? Well, I think you have the problem. I don't think I have the problem, but I certainly have forced them to try to stick with the bylaws, and when it works for them, they do. But when it doesn't work for them, they don't.
It's Bob Gardner, correct? Bob, do you have a question for the three candidates?
No.
Okay. We're getting really close to 10 o'clock, folks.
I have a question.
Okay.
Instead of pass, I want to ask a question.
Okay. Go ahead.
My question is, all of you are speaking about the bylaws as if you know them really well. And I would like you to provide evidence of that by telling me one bylaw that you think is functioning at the moment and one bylaw that is not functioning.
And we'll start with Dwayne Lark.
Well, since I am the senior, I'll take that. One bylaw that is functioning is that we're supposed to have an election. But we're not supposed to have an election 9-10 months after the timeline. It's a violation. So the bylaws can work. There is a bylaw that states that the local station board responsibility is A through M. It articulates what the local station board's authorities are. But the local station boards don't do it. So subsequently, I've read the bylaws from 2009. I've read the bylaws this year. So that's how I know when they're violating them and when they're not violating them. I'm a stickler for law. Even when it's a bad law, I try to change it. But if it is a law, you kind of got to go along with it. But this group, if it doesn't work for their friends, then they'll change it illegally because the bylaws require that you have a process, just like you mentioned. And they have not used that process to change it.
And the law is that your time is up, and your time is up. All right, is there anyone else who has...
I need to hear from Nancy and Benicia.
I'm sorry. This is the hard part of this job, is keeping all this straight. Nancy, bylaws you like and don't like.
All right. The ones that are being violated really stand out in my head the most, and I'm having trouble answering the ones that are not being violated to my mind. What Wayne said was right, but the telephonic meetings, every director should be able to hear each other concurrently, and they're muting Adriana, and they're muting Benito, and they're muting William, and they're muting. Okay, what? All right. Okay. I forgot the question. Anyway,
your time is up. Okay. Benicia.
PNV don't work with the foundation from the LSB. It's where it does work. I do think that works. If it's a downside to it, I really don't know because. They report back what they know. So I can't even say it's downside to it. The second thing is the committees of the LSP. That is good in theory in the bylaws. When I first came upon KPFT, it was working. Lately, it has not been.
Thank you very much. Are there any other more people who have passed that have a question? All right, then it's time for the vote. And be aware that the people who are not here tonight are also candidates in this election.
Really?
Yes, they're not disqualified because they weren't here to do Q&A.
Oh, I see.
And never have been.
Okay, so we have eight candidates.
Well, Mr. Chair, I'd like to correct you that we have in the past, if an individual was not here to accept the nomination, then they were not on the ballot.
Leave that to the body make a ruling.
No problem. I thank you. Move on. I just wanted to point that out at start.
No, that's fine. Joseph, are you prepared for an election with all of the nominees? Okay. Does anybody object to assuming that all the candidates, if they get elected and they turn the position down, then we go to the next higher voter. But if they resign after they've been elected, then it's a matter of a new election.
And they're going to be elected. And just because they weren't here to say they're not interested, they can resign.
That's what I just said.
Yeah. So at that point, there would be a different process. So.
Okay.
All right. You're ready for me to start explaining this. There's two ballots. One that has a green mark at the top, that's the staff ballot, and it's got five rows. There's only four choices. And there's A, B, C, D, and E. And we're going to pick A, B, C, and D to be one of the four choices. The one with the pink mark has eight choices, and there are eight candidates. So the idea is that each one of these, you, in column one, you mark the row of the person you want to be your first choice. So if you like C best, then you mark the C box in column one. This is just like those little bubble tests you had in school where you just fill in the box. Don't make stray marks out of the box. If you mark two boxes in a row in a column, it's considered no vote at all. We go to the next column and try to find it. You only have to, you can turn it in a ballot that's blank. It counts towards the quorum. So you voted, you just didn't pick anybody. You can pick 1, 2, 3, 4, or rank all your candidates, up to you. If you think someone is unworthy of the job, you should not select them at all. As long as you think someone's worthy, you should probably rank them. That's my advice on voting. These right now, but when I hand them out, if you want to come out and take pictures of the material right now, you may, but it's all blank. Until I actually put these ballots in your hand, we're not even going to know who choice A, B, C, D, etc. is. There's no way I can pre-mark these ballots. So, with that, kind enough to help me, and we're going to, I'm going to grab all of the, you'll grab the green ballots, I'll grab the pink ballots. We're going to have one green and one pink ballot to each person. Now, each one of these ballots in the upper left
point
corner
order,
has a little number in it.
It's 9:45, and we have a standing rule that says at 9:45 we have to vote on adjourned meeting.
Would you please introduce a motion to do that?
10 minutes. I don't need a motion to do it. We have a standing rule. We just have to poll whether we're having an adjourned meeting or not. There's a standing rule that explains how to do it. Would you like me to read
person?
It?
Yes.
Fourth person? Fifth person?
It's page person. 6 of your standing rules, Article 2, Section 7. Adjourn meetings. The LSB shall adjourn at 10 p.m., and if the board's business is not complete, the LSB shall automatically consider a non-debatable motion to schedule a notice and adjourn meeting for the following Wednesday. Before the motion can be voted on, the chair must poll members for availability. If the motion fails, all unfinished business is placed on the agenda for the next regularly scheduled LSB meeting.
Okay,
I guess it doesn't have to happen now, but
it'll have
to happen before we adjourn.
Let me just see, by a show of hands, those people who are available to meet next week, not necessarily that you're voting for it, but first this is the poll of the body. Who is available next Wednesday night? I see two hands, three hands up.
Four. Five.
I can't see that. Can I see it?
Six.
One, two, three, four, five,
and Nancy.
Six.
And Rita.
That was six.
Nancy raised her hand. She's in her own.
Seven. Seven. Okay, so we have seven, and now we go to a vote of whether or not we are going to meet next Wednesday. Okay. All those in favor of having an adjourned meeting next Wednesday night, 7 o'clock at a location to be determined, please raise your hands. How many people are in favor of having an adjourned meeting, in other words, to complete tonight's agenda, next Wednesday night at a location to be determined, presumably by the chair? Okay? Please raise your hands. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, and those opposed to having a meeting next Wednesday night, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Wait, what do you mean? Let me do that again.
Joseph.
Let me see your hands up high. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So we will not meet. I would like to entertain a motion to extend the time of this meeting at least to find out who's willing to help to convene our standing committees. I think that's critical and not something we ought to wait a month to do. So, Dwayne, you were pretty good.
To extend 10 minutes.
Can you make it 20?
15.
Okay, that will take us to 10:15, which gives us 25 minutes to extend. Is there any objection to?
I object.
Okay, let's take a vote. All those in
favor. Do we get to talk about it or no?
No. No, we either are going to extend to 10:15 or we will address this issue again at 10 o'clock. And then, you know what? Let's, I'm going to, Glenn, with your indulgence, I'm going to hold off on this vote until 10 o'clock.
All right.
We'll see how much we can get done now. In fact, while you are voting, and I'm going to vote now too, and then we'll get into the appointment of conveners. Joseph, yes, please help us with this.
Are we ready to proceed on the voting?
Yes.
Okay. All right, these are just number cards numbered 1 to 4, so now we're going to pick who's going to be on the staff ballot.
So, we're starting green.
Green ballot.
Bob Gardner will be what choice?
Pick one. What'd you say?
He's going to be the third choice.
Oh, C.
Bob is going to be C.
Okay, Wally James will be what choice?
It might be easier if everyone waits till Joseph has the answers and announces it than us all saying, what?
Okay, and Mike Lewis will be D, which makes Venetia Padel Adams A.
What was Wally?
B? Okay.
Please restate.
Are you going to announce it?
Yes. It's choice A is Venetia. Choice B is Wally James. Choice C is Bob Gardner. D is Mike Lewis. Okay. All right. So we're going to go ahead and execute these ballots, turn them in, and then we'll do the next round.
I forget how to do these.
Okay, so if you were choosing E first, you mark, just bubble in, just like you're doing with little high school bubble in sheets. You just fill in the mark inside the square of E, it would be your, how you would choose E. So, you're right. So if you wanted to choose C and A as your two choices, you would just do in column 1, you do C, and column 2, you would do A. It doesn't matter which column you
come back here square. And say all that so we can all hear.
We've done this.
This has been emailed. These instructions were emailed to the entire board before the last election. So,
but I don't even know who's on the ballot.
That's because I had to just finish.
You've been standing over there facing walls and stuff.
I didn't. I wasn't talking about who's
repeat,
what. I was talking
Joseph,
about
how to please repeat about. Yourself.
Okay. Right now, the choices are. Does everybody know how to fill out the ballot? Okay. Choice A: Venetia Patel Adams. B: Wally James. C: Bob Gardner. D, Mike Lewis.
Got it.
Thank you.
Okay. I'm going to read it one more time for the record. A is Venetia Patel Adams. B, Wally James. C, Bob Gardner. D, Mike Lewis. Go ahead and mark your ballots.
The green one is stacked.
Done.
Yeah.
Been done.
Hang on a second. Don't pick them up yet.
Wait for anything. Wait.
Yeah, I'd like to go.
Did you go for fun or for a comment?
Supposedly, it's an
over. Is it expensive?
Yes.
Should I take yours?
I don't.
Is there a way of...
Oh, the manual paper, I said it. The manual paper, I said it wasn't expensive.
$25 a night. Venetia is A, Wally is B, Bob is C, and D is Mike.
How much was
here's my vote?
A junior girl or one
person?
Put in
the box.
$25.
The one thing I've seen?
She drinks like a fish.
$15-$20.
Does that include alcohol?
We regularly pay $30 to $50.
She's just going to make sure there's not a mistake. I can't tell what's going on. We know who has a clear vote.
She was drinking all clear vote?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much for preparing this. You're so good. Make sure it's a clear vote. Okay. Oh, goodness gracious.
There's more nuts and bananas if anybody's hungry.
Folks, I just got to tell you that based on what I envisioned when I woke up this morning, this has been the most idyllic meeting I think I've ever been to. Thank you all.
It rarely happens when you don't have the tractors.
Like a springtime breeze in the room.
So we're going to put the ballots here. We're going to do four piles.
A, B, C, and D.
Are y'all going to tally these up before we vote on the next one?
I think I'd like to, because otherwise they're going to be sitting here, and I don't want anybody questioning what happened to them while we were doing something else.
So while they're tallying, can we move on with our business?
I think so. Joseph, yes? Move on?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. We have the responsibility for having conveners. I don't think we are going to have many races here, but within two or three meetings, the committee is supposed to recommend a chair and its membership to the body. It's not automatic that because you want to be on a committee, you are on that committee, although I don't think we've ever turned anyone down. But I just want to make you aware that the bylaws do say that this body is responsible for determining who serves on a committee. And if someone becomes obstreperous, they can be removed from a committee. So with that in mind, do we have any individuals that are interested in serving as the convener for anti-racism and diversity? I see Anissa and I see Ben. Can you resolve this before we have to have a vote on this?
I don't have to be a convener. I just want to be on the committee.
Oh, that's right.
Ben? All right. All right, so Ben is anti-racism and diversity. And if you can let me know as soon as possible when your first meeting will be held, that would be very helpful. We have had got on the bylaws that we have a committee called Broadcast Vehicle. It was a dream to have a vehicle that could do remote broadcast, but it has never been populated. Does anyone wish to be the convener, Nancy Saibara?
Point of information. Okay. I think it's not necessary since people have their phones and they can go on the streets and broadcast.
That's not.
I have a point of information.
That's not relevant. The question is, convener. If no one steps forward, then we won't convene it.
Ready when you are.
Huh?
I have
ready
a point of information about it.
Okay.
The revised standing and special rule coming from governance doesn't have this committee, I don't think.
We know.
Okay. Well, for that, unless somebody is clamoring to be the convener of broadcast vehicle, it will remain empty. Okay.
Lumpen is a programming.
Please move on.
Next committee.
We don't have a vehicle.
My understanding is that budget and financial oversight, which is also referred to in the standing and special rules as budget and finance oversight. So financial and finance. I think the treasurer automatically becomes the convener of that committee. Is there anybody who objects to our treasurer, P.K. McCary?
Point of order.
State your point.
We have a election supervisor that's ready to report. I think we ought to receive it.
I'm just going to do this one more position, and then we will go to him. Is there any objection to P.K. and the chair's understanding that it's automatic? Okay, and she's really the chair, not just the convener.
Please move on.
Okay. Joseph.
Okay, in the first round, there were 10 votes for A, 0 votes for B, 2 votes for C, and 2 votes for D. The threshold for this election is 8 votes. So, therefole, in the first round, the sole seat is awarded to choice A, which is Venetia Patel Adams.
All right. And now we'll ready to proceed to the and congratulations or condolences, as the case may be.
I'm just going to give the materials to the secretary. This will be officially the property of the KPFT LSB secretary.
Let me do one more committee, Joseph. Development. Do we have someone who is willing to step up and be the convener of the development committee?
I will. Just convene.
Okay, Nancy.
Will this include outreach or is this?
No.
And the first meeting will be January 15th at 7 p.m. at Central Market on the second floor balcony, which is indoors, but not
what
in
time?
The classroom.
What time?
7 o'clock is development, 6 o'clock is outreach.
Mr. Chair, request for information.
Yes, sir.
Has Dana already confirmed that with the location and no one else has that date and time?
No, no, it's not a room. It's a free for anybody, the indoor balcony.
I think you need something on there.
No, it's on the KPFX.org.
Okay.
And it's first come, first serve on the balcony at HEB.
All right, thank you, Nancy. Do we need to, at this point in time, have a convener of an election committee?
No.
Okay. No? Well, moving on. Joseph, are you ready?
Okay, the list of listener candidates I have in order is which is going to be we're going to be choosing them in order as she's last cards to be drawn will be Wesley Bethune, Bill Crozier, Jim Krapka, Dwayne Lark, Adrian Lavila, Edward Potter, Nancy, and Anisha Williams. So Bob will choose the card for Wesley Bethune's letter. That's going to be card F. Will be Wesley Bethune. Okay, but no, Sue. This will be for Bill Crozier. Crozier is going to be choice H.
H. Crozier.
Hello.
Mike. This will be for Jim Krapka. Okay, he's going to be choice A.
For Krapka.
Okay, doing that part. Thank you. This will be for Dwayne Lark. Dwayne Lark is going to be choice B. This will be for Adrian Lavila. Adrian Lavila's choice E.
E like Eddie?
Eddie. I didn't see that. This is going to be for Rick Potter. Okay. He is going to be choice C. This will be for Nancy Sidebar and Artomi. She'll be choice G.
That's a G. Let me see that. Can I look that?
The only remaining choice left is D, and that will be for Venetia Williams.
G for Diva.
Make it a compliment.
Will you repeat that for us?
I am going to do that. Okay, I'm going to read this list twice for everybody. Again, we are seating three people, so you should probably make at least three choices. Choice A, Jim Krapka. B, Dwayne Lark. C, Rick Potoff. D, Manisha Williams. E, I'm going to go through it again. Adrian Lavila is choice E. F is Wesley Bethune. G is Nancy Sidebar Narutomi. H is Bill Crozier. Again, choices letter A, Jim Krapka. B, Dwayne Lark. C, Rick Potoff. D, Venetia Williams. E, Adrian LaViolette. F, Wesley Bethune. G, Nancy Sarbar-Nartomi. H, Bill Crozier.
Ms. Election Supervisor.
It has a question.
Ms. Election Supervisor, we have a question.
I ruined my ballot.
You ruined your ballot?
Yeah.
What's your ballot?
This is just here.
Here. You can do that if you want.
Torn.
Okay. We're going to give you a new ballot.
You need to keep the record.
Yeah. Okay, we should have 14 ballots coming in. By the way, before we collect any ballots, we need to go down the line. Okay.
You're picking three, but you can vote on all of them, right?
Yeah, you can rank them all.
The most important is 1, 2, 3.
Can I proceed with the conveners? Facilities Management and Planning, otherwise known as the Building Committee. Do I have a convener? Someone willing to convene the Building Committee? And by the way, folks, these committees do not have to be convened by members of the board. Non-members can also step up. No one for number six. Number seven, governance. Joseph? Joseph Davis? Have you, are you passing on governance?
Don't ask me to do something else right now.
Really?
Just come back to that one.
Management selection and review.
Oh, me.
Mm-hmm.
Your ballot, Mr. Chair.
Me.
Management selection and review.
I also wanted to volunteer to keep being
MSRDC. Can you guys talk to
each other? Don't be a vote.
Do you want us to go to a vote?
We need a vote.
What's your position?
What's my position?
No, no, no. Are you willing to stand up?
Yeah, I'm okay to still convene or go to a vote. I don't want to smile at
you.
So you
want to
vote
for
me?
That would be good.
For conveners? That means yes. I need to interpret what you're saying.
Let's vote.
You don't want to co-convene.
We already said we was going to do that.
Okay. Great.
Oh.
What? It's really better when you have a chair instead of. If they're not chair,
you vote on the chair when you get there.
I would suggest you set a time limit and one of you chair half the meeting. Or you do it first meeting, second meeting, and you split. Okay, outreach.
I would like to convene it, but I don't think I can come at the time it's already scheduled for.
It's going to be 7 days
in the
end, yeah, 15.
Outreach,
nobody.
Yeah,
I can
do it.
Yeah, but she said she's already scheduled outreach.
I can cancel it.
You can cancel it.
You can make it 7 days in advance.
Yes. I'm interested in competing.
Are you willing to defer to KC on this?
Sure.
Okay. So KC is...
just let it know that I've heard that I'm not...
Okay. Do we have a program council committee? That's what I have here.
We do.
A program council committee?
Yeah, we need
that. Do we have someone willing to convene the program council committee? I guess it's just program council.
I'm a Dwayne and I.
Program council.
Okay. How about, Aviana, are you interested in program council convening?
I thought it was the other way around.
It takes four votes, so each one of these will not transfer.
Do we have anybody else who wants to be on the program?
There's two extra votes.
I mentioned earlier an affinity for program.
So it's going to be worth
one third of the vote.
So we got Anissa and Mike. Do you want to co-chair?
On the back of each one of these.
Because it can happen anytime, and Mike, yes.
So Mike and Anissa, you're good.
Invite the public, people who are not coming.
Come and conveners.
No. Invite the public of the PSA to come.
Make the PSA and work with her. She wants to make the PSA.
Mr. Chairman, we have two more committees, I think. No, sir. I'm sorry?
Do you have to be a member of the board to be on the council?
No. To be a convener or to be on the council?
They'll tell you when they're going to talk to them about when the first meeting will take place.
Certainly,
get it done.
Okay.
May I convene the elections?
We've never had one at this session.
Sure.
Only KPFA had one.
We don't have anyone for governance either. Okay, lastly, well, we have a committee called Program Policy. Do we have a convener for Program Policy?
Wait. I've never heard of it.
Is it in the standing rules?
It's not in the revised ones.
No? Okay.
That's the Program Council's job.
Okay, good. Do we have technology? Do we have someone who wants to convene technology?
Matthew was over there.
I have a point of information about committees. On page 11 of our standing rules, Article 3, Section 6, it says LSB members are required to participate in one committee. My question is, at what point do we require our LSB members to be on a committee?
Let me just tell you, my answer to your question, and you can appeal the decision of the chair, is that there are certain requirements to be in the bylaws, certain requirements to be on the local station board, and a violation of those requirements are grounds for removal. To have a standing rule that says you have to be on a committee supersedes the bylaws, which you cannot do. You can't say that because...
So are you saying our standing rule is out of order?
Yes, I am. I'm saying that you can't expel somebody from the board for not serving on a committee when the bylaws say that there's only certain ways you can be expelled from the board, and serving on a committee is not one of those.
Excuse me. It does not, the bylaws does not say that you cannot. You cannot remove them.
They say the grounds
for removal. No, it doesn't say you cannot remove them.
This seems like something we should investigate at the board.
This is three.
What do you think?
That'd be a good question for the governance committee.
As long as it does not violate the bylaws, it's okay. Like, I'll make a rule. Only three excused absences. And after that, you don't have any excused absences. That's to prevent 1 year, you know, asking for excused absences. And it works here at this station.
It's either going to be one of these two
people.
So it doesn't really matter who. That's it, the ballot is now.
This is the last committee that. Do we have anybody who wishes to step forward to convene technology?
That's the next ballot, too. That's good.
And funding on the government.
You got to go back to the element, but you didn't do part.
I don't think you got to get tech.
This is a full vote.
Okay, I'll convene technology.
You got too much on your plate already.
Well, I don't know.
Just convene.
If nobody's going to convene, somebody's going to convene.
I can more stuff over to do it from last night's meeting.
Well, it doesn't matter. She's eliminated. And then he'll be the only remaining classmate.
And he's restricted. He doesn't let anybody come in without experience. He threw me out.
Stay in your lane. Do you know anything about technology?
I want to learn.
Oh, you want to take a photo?
How to learn is
yes.
We need a leader.
Well, I bought equipment and I'm having trouble.
Well, I want to leave by a show of hands. How many people feel we can lead? Nancy wants to.
Anybody with a phone.
Nancy
has
technology.
He has iTalk.
Okay, Nancy, go ahead.
You'll tell.
Nancy would like to convene technology.
Please.
Up or down? The group last night had a meeting and they put Matthew Moore in charge of
their
convening.
Meeting was illegal.
Understood.
Yes, thank you.
Nothing they did is official Pacifica business.
What yes,
somebody did,
exactly.
Some private party doesn't matter yes. Here at all.
Yes. Thank you.
Why are you even talking about
that? That's right. It was a
pop. Well, you know what I did last night?
Hey, you a
it's not relevant. We're going to read it, but we're good with the ballots.
Our discussion is not interfering with the calculation of votes. Okay. In fact, will you continue, Mr. Chair? So you
okay.
Can
we're ready.
Okay. Can we hear the results of the election, Joseph and Nadine?
The three elected directors of 2019.
Can you bring
people
to order?
Well, you just did.
Choice B, which was Dwayne Lark. Choice F, Leslie Bethune, and choice G, Nancy Saibarnaratomi.
Can you repeat that? I'm
sorry. Again, the winners, the three seats that were filled was B, which was Dwayne Lark, F, which was Leslie Bethune, and G, Nancy Saibarnaratomi.
Okay, so folks, now that Nancy knows her plate is full, do we want to leave technology Hold on. She has said, is there any objection to Nancy Sabar and or Tony?
I read it. Let her do it if she want all that.
Secretary.
Is it the vote?
What is there to vote on?
Whether or not Nancy.
There's no one else who wants to.
She's the only one. Why would we vote?
Because there was an objection.
Okay.
Who objected?
Who objected?
Does anyone object to Nancy's convening technology? Hearing none, she's in.
You didn't ask that of any other committee.
Yeah.
What about governance? Who's going to be governance?
Joseph?
Hello, Joseph. Say it again.
I have a reason, and I'll say it. Governance is really important, and someone beside, you know, me being the one person who's read and studied all this stuff is not a good thing, because now it just becomes a he said, she said every time we talk about the rules. Somebody else needs to take it up and work on this. So it's time for me to step down from the chair of governance, let somebody who wants that challenge and to learn it do it.
Will you convene the first meeting? Not chair. Convene a meeting.
No. Anyone else convene it. It doesn't require any skills.
I'm already convening outreach. There are people at this board who have not convened a meeting.
What about you, Ted? You wrote a book about it.
Okay.
All right, I'll do it. Joseph, you're going to have to provide me with a lot of materials. Okay?
To convene a meeting?
Well, to not to convene it, but to the business for the first meeting.
Okay, so you convene.
Okay.
Who's convening development?
You!
Oh, okay, Nancy.
Lord.
Well, I wanted to know if there was contention or not.
Mr. Chair.
Nancy, what did you get elected for a while ago?
Okay. The chair requested yes.
Somebody else want to do it? Ben, you want to do it?
No, ma'am.
Nancy, you're out of order. Ben, you're out of order. Your question
I'll hand over to you.
Nancy, you're out of order. I wasn't going to yell tonight. Dwayne, I just broke my mouth.
Mr. Chair?
Yes, sir.
When I alluded to or made a request about the fundraising committee, you indicated it wasn't a fundraising committee. And then I asked the question, who is going to convey?
You and I are continuing to work on that committee.
Very well.
Okay. It's a special committee.
Oh, yeah. Should we not have voted for extra time?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we finished the election, so we should be adjourned.
I'm just wondering if anybody wants to report on things like happy hour or lighting contest or anything along those lines before we adjourn.
I'm not going to do that unless the body votes to extend the meeting.
Can we have a motion to extend for 6 minutes?
No.
Is there a motion to adjourn?
I moved it about 5 minutes ago.
Is there any objection to adjourning this meeting at 10:24? We are.
Before we do.
Committee report.
Before we do, Mr. Chair.
Yeah, PK has been here all night to give her finance committee report. Can we extend for how many minutes? Can you condense it down to?
Less than 5 minutes.
Can we give any objection to giving PK 5 minutes for the finance committee report?
I object not for PK, but because we've extended other parts of this meeting, and that is why we're running late.
Amen.
All those in favor of giving PK and the Finance Committee report 5 minutes, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, say no. The ayes have it. PK, 5 minutes.
On the 8th of January at 10 a.m., the Finance Committee met. Present were Adriana Casanova, Joseph Davis, Perry McCary, Nancy Saibara, Naratomi, V. Patel Adams, and Ted Weisel. After 9 months of painstaking review of the last 3 years of budget, the Finance Committee, along with the staff and Markeisha and Don, we completed the 2019 budget for KPFT. We provided our work to the LSB, and the budget was approved by the LSB in October of 2018 LSB meeting, the budget was submitted to the PNB. Our current situation is that the 2019 budget has not been approved by the PNB, and we have not had a report from the manager on recent tracking of revenues and expenses to fulfill our duties as a committee that reports to the LSB. In addition, our representative has been blocked from participating in the meeting of the National Finance Committee. First of all, it's important that the PNB approve a budget, our budget, to have management provide us the information to do our job monthly to stay on top of our revenues and expenses and any problems rather than waiting until there's a problem. Quarterly reports, according to the bylaws, are submitted quarterly and then given to the PNB. And then the fact that one of our representatives cannot be on the PNB, that means that we can't get the information that we need, and it's in violation of both the California Civil Code for nonprofits and our bylaws. And according to Robert's Rules, last resort, page 3, first paragraph, not being able to participate is against the rules. So we're asking, we're recommending that the LSB follow up and get from the PNB the status of the 2019 budget and whether or not it's been passed and when and so forth. That the general manager provide a monthly report for review by the committee in order for us to carry out the necessary oversight for revenue and expenses on a regular basis and in a timely manner. And that our representative be allowed to participate in telephonic meetings of the National Finance Committee. I have attached to this Article 6 about meetings and the Robert's Rules of Order and the Civil Code to support what we are asking for recommendations. So there are three recommendations that we're asking the LSB to help us with, and that is to find out when our budget can be approved and to get the general manager who's responsible for giving us a report to make sure that that happens for us. And lastly, to make sure that our representative on the PNB can be and participate on National Finance Committee meetings. Any questions?
Who was the person that blocked?
Joseph Davis.
Oh, Joseph.
Yeah.
Joseph. It wouldn't let him go down. Isn't that awful? We had no representation. Sorry.
Wait, so would you please restate what we are voting on?
I'm asking you to follow up on the status of the 2019 budget with the PMB to persuade, cajole the general manager to follow through and provide us monthly reports for review by the committee so that we can serve oversight for revenue expenses on a regular basis in an untimely manner. And then the last thing, to allow our representative, which will be somebody else, but on the National Finance Committee, the telephonic meetings. Otherwise, without us, our participation, it makes it invalid, the meeting.
Do you have a specific person in mind or some people in mind to carry forth those three recommendations?
Well, I think that the chair can follow up on the first two specifically with the general manager and well, actually on three, the chair can send a missive or an email to the ED and to the PMB. The secretary. Okay. Thank you for that.
Still
quoted
right now.
No.
Oh, our secretary.
The secretary.
Oh, Alana.
Is there any? So the question would be: is there any objection to acting upon the recommendations of the finance committee?
Well,
If there are no objections, then that will be the responsibility of the secretary to move on the three recommendations. Do I hear any debate? Do I hear any questions? Do I hear any objection? By that, I assume that this motion is passed unanimously, and so
point
be it.
Point of information.
State your point.
At our is this what you were going to ask, Ben, about the executive session? At our last meeting, there was a motion passed, and it doesn't seem to have been followed through on.
By the chair.
I'm not hearing what you're saying.
Yeah, there was a motion passed in the executive session, and there's no evidence that the chair followed up.
I'll get with you, and we'll.
No, well, tell us all, because we all voted on it.
I don't remember what it was that was
about
passed.
About that. I can read it to you. It's in the minutes.
Was it executive session?
Okay.
So I'll get with you, or you can just circle it, and I'll tell you what I'm going to do about it.
Another point of information?
Yes.
Since we now have an open seat on our board, as Adriana's seat wasn't filled tonight, does that affect quorum for our body?
Yes, it does, and I will attempt to find out who is the next in line to fill the listener
So
listener
what is
seat.
Quorum for our next meeting?
Well, quorum dependent. I think it's the same as it was tonight.
That's what I just asked, and you said it was affected.
It's 12.
It's 13 tonight, 12 next time.
It's 12 next time.
12 next time.
Okay.
Termed out tonight.
I only knew that as a...
Oh, you said that in the email. No, you said that in the email several days ago.
And then I forgot. I'm sorry.
Nah, man. It's not going to work.
Just work it out.
What are we going to work out,
Ted?
Okay. Folks, we meet again on the second Wednesday in February here at the Montrose Center. Adriana, we're really adjourned, okay?
I will
communicate with the executive director.
Thank you. Okay. Please put it as soon as possible.